Charity? No.
He gets help, but he doesn't give any.
I call it a pinch. What do they call it? Pinch something. I know. I've heard that word.
Okay. If you were to say, that girl's very common, what would you mean by that?
She's plain.
Okay. What do you mean, plain?
Plain. She don't have the clothes and the looks for to be pretty.
Okay. If an old man is still real strong and active, you know, he does mm-hmm. things, he doesn't show his age, you'd say, well, he's still really quite
active.
Okay, anything else?
He don't show his age.
Okay, okay. What if it was a little person, you know, like 3 or 4 years old, and he's always on the go and moving around and stuff, you'd say, boy, he sure is
active.
Okay.
Full of pep.
If your daughter is out on a date and she's out later than usual, you might say, well, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling just a little bit
worried.
Okay.
And upset.
Well, you don't feel easy about it. You feel
tense.
What's the opposite of easy?
Worried, sick.
Okay, or
disgusted. No, you wouldn't use disgusted.
The opposite of easy would be same word almost.
Easily? No.
Okay, okay. Let's see. You might say, gosh, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark. I'm
scared of death.
Okay.
To go in the dark.
A person who gets afraid easily is kind of
jumpy.
Okay. A place like a dark road beside a graveyard is
spooky.
Okay. And let's see. You might say, she isn't afraid now, but she...
She will later on.
Well, okay. Last year.
No, last year she was scared.
Well, okay, but some time in the past, some indefinite time in the past, you might say.
Last week she was.
Isn't scared now, but she.
She was last time.
Okay, okay. You might say, or if the opposite situation was true, you might say, well, I don't understand why she's afraid. She
never was before.
Okay. You might say, well, I wouldn't say that kids around here are really reckless drivers, but some of them are just kind of something about signaling and turning just right.
They don't know their rules.
Okay, or if your daughter made some mistakes on a
she should be corrected.
On a math test, you might say, you shouldn't be so with your figures.
You shouldn't be rushed with your figures.
She just made mistakes just because she wasn't paying any attention.
She didn't read her, she didn't work her problem over right.
Okay, and then the reason she didn't work it right is because she wasn't being careful. She was being...
She wasn't thinking.
Okay. You might say, well, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she just acts kind of...
Weird.
Okay. Is there another word for weird?
Well, I wouldn't know any other.
Okay.
I use it so much, too.
What about the word queer?
Well, queer is a different thing you're talking about,
What's
really.
What's that mean?
Queer is a boy or a girl that messes around with another girl or another boy.
Okay, okay.
You would use queer for that subject.
Okay. So you don't mean it to mean just somebody who's just sort of...
Odd.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that anymore.
No.
Okay. You might say, if somebody is real, he makes up his mind and nothing can make him change it, you'd say he sure is.
Oh, would you repeat that?
Yeah. Somebody who makes up his mind and there isn't anything that can make him change it, you'd say he's
stupid or
hard
head.
Okay, okay. If something happened to embarrass somebody or... You know, he was real embarrassed about it. You might say, don't mention that. He's still a little, what?
Shy.
What on that subject?
I wouldn't mention that because it might hurt his feelings.
Okay, he didn't want to talk about it because he's still just a little bit
shy about...